You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Job, chapter 6 and verse 24. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have heard. One of the signs of a man that has been taught of the Lord is that they hold their tongues. We offend a lot in what we say. You see, you may not even know sometimes that you have already gone into gossip. You are saying certain things that is not bringing any lesson, is not bringing any edification. Sometimes you just enjoy the fact that you are talking about other people's foolishness. So if we are really truly taught of the Lord, it will show in how our tongue is controlled. He said, teach me and I will hold my tongue. I will not speak carelessly. I will not say things that I ought not to say. You know, when the Bible says, do not be friend with an angry man, people underestimate that scripture. A man that is not taught of the Lord, that man's tongue is loosed. And so that man will say anything to you. If you go and marry such a person, if you go and marry such a woman or such a man, you have definitely married somebody that has not been taught of the Lord. Now, when you begin to now face the consequence, you are like, oh, this man is wicked. He says all kinds of things to me. What do you expect? The man is not taught of the Lord. The man has not been taught by God. And so he cannot hold his tongue. Holding our tongue is not self-discipline. You can say, oh, I'm going to hold my tongue and do it for some few hours, even for some few days. But you see, eventually you will speak out. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When God wants to deal with our tongue, he deals with our heart. The control of our mouth is in our heart. So when you see a man that has no control over his tongue, that is to already tell you that the heart of that man has a problem. There is no control in his heart. God does not have a hold in his heart. But he says, teach me. That's a prayer. That's somebody that wants to learn. He says, teach me. Today, many people don't want to learn. They are just looking for solution. But a man that wants to learn will say, teach me. That man is ready to sit down. That person is ready to be available. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 that he went to the mountain, he sat down and taught them. You see, they sat around Jesus and he taught them. Mary wanted to learn. She sat down at the feet of Jesus to learn. Martha was busy doing so many things. Many people have discovered today, they don't want to learn. They want to do so many things. Some even want to do ministry, but they don't want to sit down to learn. It is not the person that is running around that is doing ministry. It is the person that can sit down at the feet of Jesus and learn. Ministry is an outflow of time spent in the presence of the Lord. Ministry is not a set of activities that you are trying to do. Is it your prayer also? Are you also praying and saying, Lord, teach me? Do you truly want to be taught? Can you go for a prayer meeting and the bulk of the prayer will be, Lord, come and teach us? Come and teach us. This person is praying. He said, Lord, teach me, and I will hold my tongue. And then he now added, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. Do you know that it takes the revelation of God for us to even know where we have erred? Sometimes you don't even know you have gone wrong. And that's why God is merciful. You see, you can walk with God for 10 years and not be conscious of a sin that you have committed. And after 10 years, God brings a revelation. You now saw that, oh, what you were doing then was not right. But for those 10 years, God was merciful to you. He didn't use it against you. That's how merciful God is. That's why it's important. It's not introspection. It's not you sitting down thinking, oh, what have I done wrong? It actually takes the help and revelation of the Holy Spirit for you to see that you have done wrong. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.